Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
9 Palestinians have been killed in an Israeli airstrike on a police station in northern Gaza today. The Israeli military said it struck a command and control centre for Hamas and its ally Palestinian Islamic Jihad. At least 17 other people were reportedly killed elsewhere in Gaza today. Gaza's health ministry says at least 1,978 people have been killed since Israel resumed its offensive against Hamas on the 18th of March. Well, just before coming on air, I spoke with Amanda Bazarol, who is MSF Emergency Coordinator in Gaza, who is in Deir al-Balah.
So unfortunately, it's a daily count that we are receiving with the casualties. So we know that there was one in Jabalia in the north that was targeting a market. There was one that was not so far from us, unfortunately, that was targeting a kind of soup kitchen. There was another one targeting a tent near Khan Yunis. So it's terrible, but it's a daily life in Gaza today, like counting the dead. It's unfortunately has become a habit for the people today, and every single moment from morning to night, it's what's happening here.
And in terms of who the people were who died today that we know of, I know it's been reported there were a family of six, a couple and their four mm-hmm. children, and also 3 displaced people were killed when their tent was hit in central Gaza, and then 2 children died in a strike on another tent in Khan Yunis.
The children and the women are paying the biggest toll on the number of fatalities that we are recording in Gaza today. So we never know really who are the targets, but we can see the ones that are arriving at the hospital and ending up in the morgue. It's terrible. We see children every single day, very young ones and families that are decimated. It's just what we see every day.
Israel has been blocking all deliveries of humanitarian aid and other supplies into Gaza for 7 weeks now while these bombings are ongoing. What has been the impact, the humanitarian impact of that?
So today, the markets are almost empty, and the very little that is available on the market is skyrocketing. It's absolutely not affordable to the very vast majority of the people. We need to remember that 1.5 million, at least, of the population in Gaza out of 2 million is depending on the humanitarian aid. There is no work at the moment. There is no way to have an income. So it is absolutely impossible to afford to pay for meals. And now there is very little left. We are talking about less than 1 week of food for 1 meal per day for 200,000 people. So we can see already in our facilities that the malnutrition that is starting to increase among the children, but not only the children, also the parents and including the mother who are lactating mother. So it's really very, very worrying. And because on top of that, we don't have the means today to treat those patients. We don't have enough supply to treat the people who are injured, but we don't have enough supply today to be able to treat those children that are starting to be malnourished as well.
So in terms of healthcare, as you say, I wanted to ask about that. Obviously, the blockade on aid coming in is really affecting healthcare, and it was already under huge pressure.
Absolutely. It's affecting healthcare. So for us, we see that we are about less than 1 month of supply ahead of us. And it's the case of most of the organization, health or not. Some of them have already completely exhausted their capacities. And we are aiming that way. That is, regardless if it's the UN or us or the Ministry of Health. So right now, we are pushing and we are asking the international community to help to lift that blockade and to let the aid entering without conditions, because we're also very worried that if it happens, if it's too little, we will end up with the same situation that we had back in December, January, when there was a very high looting that is putting absolutely everybody at risk.
How does this moment now compare to other moments in this conflict and since Gaza has been under attack?
Definitely an increase in terms of number of attacks that we are seeing, and also in the location. Like it's not only concerning that with at the margin, but it's also concerning what used to be the humanitarian zone. So during the day, during the night, it's also very worrying for us for all the movement, because the Israelis have not resumed the deconfliction system that we used to have. So now when we are moving, and I'm talking about the international organization, we have no guarantee that we are not going to be either targeted, either being a collateral damage of a strike that's going to happen when we pass by. So there's like a huge threat on the humanitarian workers at the moment, not only because we cannot deliver properly our work, so we cannot do our mandate because we don't have the means to do it, and but also because like now we are taking risk on top of that when we are not able to do our work. So we are doing having increased risk, and we've seen that since the 18th of March there was like not only collateral damage but direct attack on humanitarian organization, including either their own structure, which is the guest house where they were living, but also under hospital where we are operating.
The Israeli government is saying the reason it's doing this is to put military pressure on Hamas to release the 59 hostages it's holding. I don't know, do you have a view on that?
It's been 18 months that it's just the population of Gaza, the civilians who are suffering from this blockade, from these attacks, and we can see that the death toll is really mostly on children and women. So, like, I think today what we see is like it's not working, and it's completely missing the point, putting a full population under a very very high stress with a risk of malnutrition, with the risk of dying every single day from a strike.
Amanda Bazarol, thank you so much for joining us this evening on the programme.
Thank you.